Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're coming off a reasonably good week, and we're looking forward to spending a little time on the smoker or the grill. I'm Jop, Barbecue Bob, back from the British Virgin Islands and sabbaticals, business trips. Bob's been about a month since you've been on the show, man. Welcome back.
It's nice to be here. I forgot what our producer looked like, Mr. Fongers. Good to see you. You look older.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Got a lot of stuff cool to talk about. We're starting into our series where we're going to hit regions. We did, I believe, Mississippi already. And today we're going to go into the North Carolina barbecue, and we're going to touch a little bit on some interviews I picked up down in Joost Van Dyke. But first of all, want to welcome our new affiliate in Atlantic City and New Jersey, WOND,
yeah.
Longport Media.
Welcome. Casino Town, baby. We're all over Atlantic City now, and I'd like to welcome everybody there. You're going to get a little taste of the Grilling Guys.
That's right. And I've been talking and working with those folks for years. I was actually on some of their shows a couple years back and met them at Big Paulie's event, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association Annual Convention. I see these guys every year, and all I want to say is thanks for looking out.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome aboard.
So I don't know what you did while I was away, but I'm pretty sure I saw some pictures of some food on the grill.
Yeah, yep.
Saw a nice loin the other day.
Yeah, I did a little. I actually went to a local brewery, and they had a maple barrel porter, and it was super sweet. Here's what I did.
What brewery was that?
I was at the Gravel Bottom Brewery in Ada, the one that's right by my shop. But the story is this. I made the cardinal sin. You're supposed to get a taste of the new beers. I said, nah, give me a pint. I took the first pull off it, way too sweet, way too thick. I was ready for a thirst-quenching beer, and this was one year was a sipper. So I'm like, oh,
dessert.
Man, so what am I going to do with this? So I had them poured in a little howler for me, and I went home, and I used it as a marinade for a pork loin. And it was maple-y and smoky and a little chocolatey.
A little hoppy.
Yeah, and really, really great marinade. So I left that pork loin, the tenderloin, the little ones, right? I put that in a baggie for about 6 hours. And then pulled
so
it
out.
So
this is a pork tenderloin.
Right, the pork tenderloin, you know, about the size of a tennis ball around a foot long.
Yep.
And took that out, and then I had some Bliss maple, bourbon barrel maple syrup. And I just put a little salt and pepper on that thing, put it on the grill, and after about 10 minutes started basting it with that bourbon barrel maple syrup.
So it wasn't sweet at all, was it?
Right, yeah. But, you know, you got to watch that, though, because that high sugar content in that syrup, you can go from sweet to bitter like that. And so you got to roll it, make sure it doesn't overcook on a side.
Yeah, but maybe indirect it.
Right, yep. And that's where I finished it, was off the heat in the grill. And it was gas grill this time. So, but anyway, turned out fabulous. Got it to about 145 in the center. I like a little pink in my pork because then the outside's not so overdone. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, that was the flagship. I posted it, I think, on my personal Facebook rather than I hit the wrong button and didn't get it to the Grilling Guys Facebook, but it's out there. So
I spent a couple weeks ago, I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, and right before that, Sacramento. So worked a show in Sacramento again and did a bunch of tri-tips on the grill out there and did just all kinds of stuff. This California Backyards is my big client in California, and they have a huge grill section. 6 stores, now there's going to be 7. And California has a culture for grilling. I mean, it is so nice. I hope we get on one of those stations in Sacramento because that town is built for us, dude. You would be blown away to talk to all these people and what fanatics they are. I mean, I ran into guys that had 3 Weber kettles. All kinds of people had 2 or 3 kettles. and maybe one gas that they never used.
Right.
They're kettle freaks. But then I went up to Vancouver, and Vancouver, British Columbia, is one of the most foodie towns I've ever been in my life.
Were you up by Whistler?
I skied Whistler.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We went to Whistler one day, and I got my butt kicked, and I'm not
well,
a skier.
Well, there are mountains. We have hills here.
Yeah. I had to rest on some of those runs like three times.
Right. Northern Rockies, man. They're big. Yeah.
Whistler's incredible. They've got some cool stuff there. But Vancouver has restaurants that are mind-blowing, and that's a pricey town. That is one expensive place to go, let me tell you. So you better bring your wallet.
Even if the Canadian exchange,
the Chinese are buying the town up.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, regular condo, basic flat on a 20, 30 story, $1 million.
Really?
Yeah, for a little 1,200 square foot condo. Yeah. Nothing special. 20-year-old Flintstone building.
Yeah, right.
You know, with square stacked slabs. Just,
right.
But yeah, and then I got home, waited a day, and took my bride on a big jet airplane, and we went to St. Thomas.
Right.
Where we caught a ferry to Tortola, which enters into the British Virgin Islands, because St. Thomas and St. John's are the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we got to Tortola, had to do customs, and caught another ferry over to Joost van Dijk. The Hollanders call it Joost van Dijk. The locals all call it Joost van Dijk, because it's J-O-S-T. But it's a dinky island that's, I think, 3 miles long, a mile and a half across.
Wow.
But it's big mountains. So to get to the other side, unless you take a cab, and we hiked a bunch, you're hiking up roads that you can literally reach out and touch the road with your hand as you're walking up the road.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of snorkeling, just a ton of seafood. I ate fish every day, which I love. I ate my first lionfish, which was no thrill at all.
No?
No thrill. No, no, it's overrated. A lot of, well, I went snorkeling a bunch and saw flounder.
Did you?
Yeah, swam right over a flounder, which was really cool.
They're the ones that lay on the bottom with only one eye, right?
Yeah.
I thought they were colder water fish.
And it's kind of that's a halibut. And it's kind of on a tentacle. And it's got this eyeball, and it kind of pokes up a little bit. And I could see this eye.
Did you touch it?
Twitching of the eye. He wouldn't let me.
Oh.
Twitching of the eye is what caught my attention. And I saw him tracking me. And I went over and got my wife. And by the time I brought her back, he was gone.
Yeah.
But
he knew what you were up to.
Yeah, octopus. We're gonna on the fourth segment. We're gonna have a guy named Randolph on the show that I recorded. He owns the market in this town, and he's a cool guy. He's from the islands. He went to college in Florida. He came back home to take over his folks' supermarket, and he's made it into something you, Jop, would absolutely love. Great foods, huge liquor supply, a big beer supply.
And yeah, what's wrong with any
of
that?
Just a nice young guy. And he took me out on his boat, and we pulled traps, and we caught some rockfish and some shellfish. And it was just I had some of the best days I've had in years on that island. And so I'll put my little plug in. The places that we stayed was called Ivan's. It's called Ivan's Stress-Free Resort. And it's a layback blue collar resort. We camped on the ocean.
Right.
It's got a bar and a restaurant and then a community kitchen for you and community showers and all that. And then there's little cabins you can rent too. We tented it. Dude, 10 days, my fee there was $300.
Really? Wow.
10 days on the ocean, waking up to waves pounding. You know, that is just so good for the soul.
Yeah, it is. Well, good, man. I'm glad you're back, but it sounds like you had a wonderful time while you were there, and the resort is aptly named because you have that look of calmness on your face that only from 10 days in a stress-free environment would provide. Coming up next, Sonny's son, Cecil. Stick with us. We'll be back.